what we are attempting to do, and I hope we get it done, is to ask school systems to teach CPR to their students, hands-only CPR, every year.
Juniors, freshmen, I mean, where do you want that done at?
I would like to see every class get it all the way from freshman on up. The school system will have the freedom to decide what class period it will be taught in, who will teach it. Teaching the skill is simple. It is very easy, and our kids are very willing to learn it.
Is there a cost associated with this?
There may be a cost associated with just getting the mannequins for the school system. In smaller communities, I know there are several of them that the EMS system works with the school to help teach CPR. So they already have the mannequins, are willing to help out with that education.
Is that like a semester-long class?
No. You can teach hands-only CPR to these kids in about 20 minutes.
But your bill would require that they do teach those kids at least before graduation?
Right. And I know there are several school systems in the country, Seattle, Washington being one of the largest, that requires they have a current CPR card before they get their graduation certificate.
The impact is saving lives.
Absolutely. My job is I'm the executive director of Spearfish Ambulance Service, paramedic. And we realize as EMS and healthcare providers that unless CPR is started by a bystander within a minute or two after a cardiac arrest event, we have no chance by the time we get there of saving that person. So this is essential to saving lives. 90% of all cardiac arrests are around there. I don't know. It's a high percentage. Happen in the home. Well, who's there? The kids are. You know, they can be helping mom and dad or grandpa and grandma when they go into a cardiac arrest event. Other areas that would help is restaurants, whether it be a fast food chain or whether it be a sit-down type of meal area. And then the third largest area for cardiac arrest is actually on golf courses. Getting more and more people trained in just hands-only CPR. They don't have to breathe into the person. All they got to do is put their hands in the center of that chest, press hard, press fast, at a rate of about 100 a minute, and in an adult about 2 inches deep, that gives EMS a fighting chance of saving that life.
If I want to learn or have my children learn CPR, where would I take them now?
Absolutely. I know in our facility we teach it once a month, most of the time twice a month to the lay public. You can call your local ambulance service, your local hospital, or any Red Cross office, and they can set you up with who's teaching it and when.
And what is your feeling in peer on this legislation? What have you? What kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
The feeling is good. I hope we can get this done. I hope we can get this passed. If schools will skip one session of badminton, you know, and I'm just making a generalization, they can teach a CPR class in that period of time.
Yeah, and that would be something like maybe in a gym class?
Yeah, and actually what we're getting as far as feedback is that PE teachers are very excited about being able to teach this.